Marnik from?
We always call it Howlers.
I call it what, huh?
Howlers.
Howlers, okay. And who'd you learn it from?
I learned it from my best friend.
What's your best friend's name?
Joanne.
Joanne, okay. All right. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
It was late one night when all the wolves were howling. Me and some friends were outside playing when one of the friend's dog got lost. We had no flashlight, but we had to find the dog. When we were chasing the dog, we went by this house. And we were walking by, and someone scared my friend, so she ran off, and me and my other friend were all alone. But when we found the dog, we chased it, and we found out a spirit was in it. And we couldn't go home without the dog. So we were still chasing the dog, but when the dog ran into the haunted house down the street. So we were just walking, so we had to go into the haunted house when a ghost came by. Followed by a vampire, and soon me and my friend were surrounded by vampires and ghosts. It wasn't very fun, I tell you that. We barely made it out with our lives. Till I was all alone because they killed my friend. Pretty gross, I do say myself. Well, I was walking all alone by myself to find the dog. Then I found the dog and I started to chase it, and the wolves were running into the house by the minute. You could tell I was surrounded by wolves. What I couldn't do was anything. So I was stuck until I was surrounded by lots of things. It was scary. And well, all of a sudden, I got my head chopped off.
What's the name of it?
The name of this is called Halloween 1. And it's from my friend, Patty.
Isn't Halloween 1 the name of a movie?
No, it was the name of a story.
Yes. Halloween 1, no.
Okay, you can retell it for
me. One spooky morning, I was walking down the street with my three other friends. And this boy, he was just playing outside. Suddenly, someone jumped out of the bushes and scared that boy off. And then me and my friend were always walking down the street together. And then one night, we were just singing stuff down the road. We came up to this big, big house with these two old people living there. We had to go up to go ask them where was the street called the spooky house. And then we said that, then they said, we don't know, but we will show you. So suddenly we said, just okay. So then we were walking down the street and together. We found the street. We walked down and suddenly someone jumped out and scared two of my friends. And then the lady said, well, we could take our car. And when we were driving down the road, this lady took off her glove and she had no fingers. And then this guy, he said, well, don't worry, I'll just take you somewhere else. And I said, okay. So me and this guy were in the car, and suddenly something jumped out at the car, and he popped, broke the car down. Then he killed the man, and then I was only one alone. So I just started walking down the street by myself, and suddenly we had this thing that was in the house, and he said, go away, this street belongs to me. I go, no, I'm going down the street. So then he said, some ghost jumped out of the house and said, go away. I go, no, I'm walking this way. And then he had these three other spirits with him, and they all killed me, and that's the end.
Oh, my. That's quite a story.
It's It's called The Killing Ghost.
Okay, where'd you learn it from?
I learned it from a kid that goes to my daycare.
Okay.
Well, the owner of the daycare's son.
Okay.
Once there was three boys and those three boys were able to see one ghost, and they were the only ones to be able to kill it. And then, if you look under your pillow every night, you see a knife under it, and then the next day you get killed. And unless you have a blowtorch, you can kill it, but it'll come back. And so people still say it's going on. Yeah.